This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost. The treaty signed. The war was not cut across the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised. I had to leave my life behind. I dug some graves you'll never find.
Sovereignty and kicking out all the lobbyists. Thank you, President Trump. CNN's fake news. The meme wars are on sometime next week. Paul Watson, I told him please be done by Wednesday, but I don't know how you go through 8,000 memes. It's just you have a contest. It's so successful. I don't want to disregard these. I don't want to not get them out to the public. Roger, coming up, you were pointing out that he's being well received all over the world, rock star reception, because people want the black sheep. They want the outsider. People are sick of red carpets. They're sick of elites. They want somebody that's got a red carpet for the people, somebody that is into the average person, not these disconnected elites. Don't they understand that?
Listening to NPR on the way here, Alex, the fact that the French president greeted the president warmly, they're upset about this. They'd have been much happier if he snubbed him. Look, the president, I think, is making a great impression around the world.
The president's winning.
It's a new day. It's a new day. And now we have a president who will not draw a line in the sand and sit back and watch our adversaries cross it and do nothing. You've got a president who will stand up for America. And the globalists hate it. The mainstream media hates it. They want an obsequious, weak American president who will bow to George Soros and globalism.
Didn't you love how they were all wearing, including Putin, G20 pins, but Trump wasn't even wearing the American flag? That says, I'm not in your group. I represent America. I'm not going to be co-opted.
Look, he's an unabashed American patriot who will always put America first. He doesn't need this job.
And the media ran shots of him at the table alone drinking water, not hobnobbing with everybody, because they hadn't agreed with what he said. So he said, fine, I'm done talking to you. There's no point. Let's not even have a press conference. Let's get out of here. I did my job. I stood up for America. They showed the First Lady of Poland walk by to shake Melania's hand. They cut it to not show her shake his hand. It's all like third grade. You're not in the cool club. Yeah, I mean, even my young daughters know now when kids are mean to them or whatever, or jealous, oh, your dad's famous, that they're insecure, and my daughters laugh at them and know it's a joke, and they're young girls. Why doesn't the liberal media get, we don't want to be in their cool club. Trump doesn't either. You people are scum.
Yeah, no, it's childish. Going back to the trip to Paris, the various world leaders, the European leaders there, handled the president the worst possible way, rolling their eyes, looking at each other furtively.
That was at the first meeting a month ago. Now they've learned it doesn't work.
Well, it was the exact
opposite. Now the ass-kicking has begun.
Exactly. And what they're going to find is that won't work either if their goal is to get Donald Trump to take an action that is not in the best interests of the United States. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what they say about him. He doesn't care what they think about him. What he cares is about what's best for the United States. It's refreshing, in my opinion. Very refreshing.
You know, this is so seminal. What you said is so important. If you understand this, you understand everything. The childish, immature manipulation, the arrested development, how the corporate media and Hollywood themselves are the most childish, peacock, corrupt, entitled idiots. And everyone sees that dripping through the facade now. And so we should come back and show how she did shake his hand, how the media lied and said that she didn't. They did the same thing in Israel. They say no one wants him. He's being shunned. But now that it's so obvious that it's the opposite, they're fawning and groveling because they see real leadership. And because the shunning didn't work, now NPR, as you said, is flipping out, saying, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. He's popular. Our facade's falling. Everything's imploding. What are we going to do? Well, the answer is lie even more. That's what they've been doing, which is the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, believing you're going to get a different response. Democrats. Yep. The man sued by President Obama yesterday, Roger Stone, straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, the New World Order.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The New World Order is dead on arrival. It's private corporate world government where we're slaves and the elite are tax exempt. And they use this whole liberal culture of divide and conquer, sowing the seeds of racism, classism, sexism, claiming they're going to fix it, but making it worse, bringing in incompatible radical Islam, rolling out the red carpet to it, saying we've got to submit to it, using our openness against us, using our hospitality against us. Riding shotgun here today, ladies and gentlemen, is Jack Posobiec with the Rebel.media, CitizensForTrump.com, one of the biggest obvious grassroots group to help get Trump elected. He'll be riding shotgun with us for the hour, as will, of course, Roger Stone, and then Bob Barr, former congressman, the guy that originally filed the articles of impeachment against William Jefferson Clinton, will be joining us to talk about the waterfront, but also more Democrats filing articles of impeachment now in the House of Representatives against President Donald John Trump. Now, there's a lot of news articles out there saying Jones used to be anti-establishment, but now he's pro-establishment. No, I'm not. If the establishment is foreign banks running our country and being tax exempt and dumbing our population down and having regulations and high taxes to make us poor, I'm against that establishment. If the establishment is free market, small government, open free society, Second Amendment, red, white, and blue, fair trade deals, yes, I am establishment Americana. You bet. I'm establishment Americana. I'm a classical constitutionalist libertarian. Left, right, these modern terms mean nothing. The left are a bunch of authoritarians. The right wing at the top are a bunch of Republican control arms that wrote Obamacare as a giant screw job. I want America back. If you want to live in Venezuela or Cuba or North Korea, if you want to live under communism, go there. There's plenty of hellholes like that. But they all keep saying, Jones is establishment now. No, we have a beachhead in Washington. Our president is under siege. We are taking back the states. We do have the trifecta, but they got the trifecta of the corporate media, the big mega money, and the Republican establishment. The Democrats with Pelosi going, we're winners. We're going to beat George W. Bush. We're winners. That's a quote I played last hour. We'll play it again in a minute. That is illustrative of how they're just over the mountain. I mean, they're out the pasture. They're in cloud cuckoo land. The problem is little blue-eyed devil, little Mr. Psycho, heading up the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, smart, he's establishment, and he's sabotaging Trump's tax cuts. He's sabotaging, just repeal Obamacare, like Trump said. Don't blame him for the bad Republican versions. Just you know, get in there and repeal it, because what we had before was better than this. And we have Elizabeth Warren, and we have Ezekiel Emanuel admitting they want to wreck the old health care system that was the best in the world. So, I want to go to Jack Posobiec to see what's front and center on his radar in D.C. You were just with him a few nights ago to a packed house of Patriots and some of the breaking stuff they're investigating. But you hit on something, Roger Stone, I want to get to a little bit later in the interview. The fact that the left is so childish now. And it's all like, oh, you're not cool. Oh, you're not in the cool crowd. Oh, you're not at the Hollywood red carpets. No one I know, unless they're like a 14-year-old moron, wants to be in Hollywood or red carpets. We're getting back to Americanism that the historian Alexander de Tocqueville wrote about, where in America it was all about what you built, what you did, what you stood for, not who your daddy was. And we're getting back to what made us great. And America's instincts are coming back. And you see them trying to go, oh, Trump's being sued, or Trump's a loser. Nobody wants to shake Trump's hand as they fawn in France, as they fawn in Germany, as they fawn in Poland, as they fawn in India, as they fawn in Saudi Arabia. Everybody can see the return of America, and everybody is in awe. And they went from trying to shun Trump when he was in Europe a month ago to absolutely recognizing the fact that this is leadership. And you may disagree with a few things Trump's doing, but he's real, and he's scaring the establishment. But first, you're being sued by Obama. Here's Politico. They admit right here, Obama lawyers team up to fight Trump, sue Roger Stone, The Hill, Politico. They said 6 months ago they were going to do this, February 23rd. They've done it. So it's an accurate statement to say Obama and Soros funds it, that's Associated Press, is suing you and President Trump. Even the New York Times finally got it right, though, in the article, Trump campaign is sued over leaked emails leaked to Russians, and it says no evidence. It is literally more fiction than a Superman or Spider-Man comic.
The Times specifically says the lawsuit does not contain any hard evidence that the Trump campaign, in fact, hacked the WikiLeaks emails. Incorrect in the story is the fact that the complaint largely consists of a catalog of publicly known facts that it presents as circumstantial evidence. No, actually, it contains a number of publicly known assertions, claims. I dispute that these are facts. When the intelligence agencies say they're highly confident that the Russians sought to interfere in our election, that's an assertion. That's a claim. That's not a fact. Prove that. I challenge you to prove it. I dare you to prove it.
And the other big news, tell them what you just learned an hour ago.
Well, my testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, which was scheduled for the 24th, in which they had agreed to allow me to make a public statement, which I planned, like James Comey, to release in advance, and was willing, therefore, to testify in private, has been indefinitely postponed to, quote, sometime after the congressional research.
Why don't we hold a mock deal on the same day here where I just make public statements they've already made, and then you get to read your statement under the record and respond? I mean, because they never let you have your day in court. They just keep lying about you. They're scared. Why not have just a mock hearing?
Well, and Jack was putting together a demonstration, a rally in Washington. We're going to have to put that on hold. You know, I'm incensed about this.
I think you should still have it and demand you have your day in court.
Well, we're going to look at all of the options. Right now, of course, I'm tied up with trying to put together a countersuit against the Democrat pig ambulance chaser lawyers who have filed this totally bogus
former Obama counsel
against the president, his campaign, and myself. I hope to get that underway here in the next 48 hours. And then I'll deal with this. As I said earlier, justice delayed is justice denied.
But here's the bottom line. Our listeners are not spectators. We need you to spread the articles, spread the videos. They have bots blocking us. They admit they're trying to censor us. Google admits they have contracts out trying to block us. Facebook, Twitter. But they can't stop you, human action. They're scared of what's at InfoWars. They're scared of the guests we have on. They're scared of the articles. They're scared of the videos. This latest on Google is bombshell. That we're going to get to that later in the hour. I want to go to Jack Posobiec. Jack, thank you so much for joining us. You've heard a lot of the points we've made. I've got a lot of questions, but what's front and center for you there in D.C.? And then I've got some questions dealing with the hysteria that they think they've got on Donnie Jr. as it comes out that McCain actually went and sent people to meet with Russians to get dirt. So by that yardstick, McCain's done far more than Donnie Jr.
Exactly. Thanks so much for having me on, Alex. Thanks so much for having me on, Roger. It was great to see you the other night where we completely barnstormed the Washington, D.C. establishment at the Republican Club. Alex, one thing that's been hot and heavy for us is that our sources on the Hill and our sources within the Trump administration, and I'm sure you're hearing the same from yours, they are under constant scrutiny. There is a witch hunt right now. They're saying, who is talking to Jack Posobiec? Who's talking to Alex Jones? Who's talking to Roger Stone? And they are trying everything they can to do to stop the sources from getting out to us.
Now, let's be clear. That's not Trump. That's
retweeting you.
Yeah, that's not Trump. That's deep state.
Yeah, there's no,
exactly.
There's no question.
The deep state is out.
Get into more of that.
Yeah, so I will schedule meetings for people. I'll say, hey, let's go to this regular spot where we usually go and sit, and it's you know, well off the beaten trail. You know, back in the day, we used to say, let's go to a Washington Nationals game because nobody would ever show up at the Washington Nationals games, but they seem to be getting a little bit more popular now, so you get noticed there. But now it's gotten to the point where people are saying, no, they're giving me burner numbers, they're giving me encrypted applications, are giving me different passwords, changing their numbers on a weekly basis. That is how much trouble these people are under. That is how much scrutiny the deep state is under for trying to stop people like InfoWars.
And again, deep state is able to leak everywhere continually. They don't want the president getting any messages out to the public about what's really going on. They want to totally isolate him.
Well, and we have an ongoing problem. The government in Washington is not the Trump administration. It's still the Obama administration, with the exception of a few heads of departments.
That's right. So we're beating them politically in the public's mind, but we're not when it comes to the government because they're dug in.
And they're leaking their asses off in violation of the law. They're leaking classified information to embarrass the president, to delegitimize and destabilize him. We need to clean house. We need to move the Obama appointees out of government and replace them.
I agree. Why doesn't he launch the fireside chats?
You're exactly right. I'd love to see President Trump doing, you know, a live stream Periscope, a live stream Facebook from the Oval Office every day. He could show us exactly what he wants to talk about. He could tell us his agenda directly. He could even take questions from live comments the same way we do right here.
Absolutely. Let me add this. I know what's going on.
That would go and cut across the entire mainstream media bias and be able to talk directly to the people.
We're going to go to break, and I want to come back and get into, from your intel in D.C., what the next attacks are going to be on the president with Jack Posobiec. But I also want to break down, from my sources, it's been discussed, obviously, the president going direct to the people, not just these rallies. The problem is that they've kind of gotten him where, well, sir, it's the production and it's the crew. And they tried to make it sound so big and so fancy and so perfect That's how they've kept him from doing it. All he needs is an HD camera streaming out at whitehouse.gov for everybody else to answer, being restreamed on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and then them handing him questions, ones they print off during, you know, say, 30-minute live deal, and he takes a few questions off the cuff, but they're trying to isolate him, and then he can sit there with his agenda, what he really did, and not just have little tweets, but go one further.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support pack when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com.
Stone is going to start hosting his own broadcast coming up in September. But we have got to teach him to get back to his seat. He is a perpetual person, not in the studio. I love his little red gang member bandana he left sitting there. In fact, Roger Stone disappeared. He spontaneously combusted, and he's not here with us now. I'm just having some fun, folks. We're not a stuffy, stuffed shirt operation. We're teleprompter free. Posobiec, I want to get into the mood of Washington, what's happening there. Next segment, you're going to Europe, I know, to investigate Soros' effect, what he's doing there. We've got a Soros story that's big we're going to break that just went on Infowars.com at the start of the next segment as well. Come on in, Roger. But it's going to be fashionably late each segment. What is the spirit right now in D.C.? Because I see Trump delivering on everything he can without the Republican Congress. And, of course, we've got the Good Freedom Caucus trying to do the right thing, helping Trump. But we've got, as usual, the neocon rhinos. What's the state and the spirit of D.C. right now?
You know, I can actually give you a little bit of a personal story on that. So I happened to be walking out in front of the Senate Dirksen office building yesterday when who should I happen to see as I'm walking to a meeting but Senator Ben Sasse. And I went up and introduced myself, and I said, "Hi, Senator Sasse. I'm Jack Posobiec. It's great to meet you." And as soon as he saw me, now he's a Never Trump Republican, probably the leading Never Trump Republican senator. As soon as I said my name to him, he completely lost his mind, got triggered, started screaming, "You're a liar! You're a liar! You're ruining everything!" And he actually ran off, going to his Chris Wray deposition, sort of over at the House building.
Wow! So that shows we're getting to him.
And just, he's, "Oh, I know who you are. I know exactly who you are, Posobiec. You're a liar." And just ran off with the mere mention of my name. This is a sitting U.S. senator, Alex. And I said, "Gee, you could have just said no thanks, man." But see, this is the amount of under their skin. Now, this is when there's no cameras on. This is when the public eyes are not out there. When the cameras are gone, when they're in their rooms, in their dark, smoke-filled rooms, they are scared of what Trump is pushing. They are scared.
Sure, and don't they get that if they destroy Trump, it'll only make him a martyr politically? I mean, look at how they tried to destroy me with Megyn Kelly. It destroyed her. Don't they get everyone has turned on them? Don't they get that's not hype? That's real reality. Like, you go out, you try to catch fish, you catch fish. Some days you don't catch fish. They're not catching fish. We're catching fish. They are the most uncool, out of style, hated group of scum ever. America is coming out of the trance. Don't they understand that?
No, I really don't think they do, Alex, because this is the trance that they've been trying to put all of America into for so many years. You know, believe us and we'll protect your rights. Believe us and we'll protect, you know, your First Amendment, your Second Amendment rights, your Fourth Amendment rights. But what have we seen them do is roll back and roll back all of our civil liberties. And this is regardless of what power.
And then bring in a bunch of radical Muslims and millions of illegals that have felonies and then just sit there and demonize flyover country and say the West will fall. I mean, Hollywood is completely mentally ill. And again, people that have that much decadent power for 100 years are going to become decadent and evil. That's just what's happened. Where are we historically right now, Roger Stone? Why is the tide of crony globalism rushing out so fast?
Alex, I think it's because the American people are thoroughly disgusted. I've never seen in 10 presidential campaigns a level of disillusionment, a level of anger with the two-party duopoly, with every political institution, with the Congress, with a big media. And the American people have settled on Donald Trump to change all this. They accuse us of being establishment. Trump will never be establishment. He may have gone to Wharton. He may be a billionaire. He may be president of the United States, but he thinks like an American. He thinks like an outsider. He will never be part of the two-party elitist leadership that's run the country.
Even in all the profiles, they had never, from the time he was 30, doing business on his own, like a partner with his dad, who outperformed his older brother and the rest of it, and his dad treated him as an equal, that he was always us against the system, Americana, the little guy beating the elites.
He's a fighter, and he doesn't care if he gets invited to their cocktail parties. It's the furthest thing from his mind. If anything, he'd like more time to spend with his family. It is without any question, he is the first outsider president we've had since Ronald Reagan.
And they've gone from being arrogant now to being fundamentally scared, as Posobiec said. That's what finally makes them dangerous. I'm sad to see some of their arrogance starting to drain.
But I think their game plan is absolutely clear. Mueller stretches out his phony Russian collusion delusion as long as he can, hoping the Democrats control the House after the 18 elections.
Stay there. We got to go to break. Hard break. Let's talk about their game plan. Then let's take phone calls, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're going to sabotage the globalists. We've been sabotaging America. We're going to restore the Republic. The Beastie Boys bringing us in. Sabotage. Globalism sabotages the free market because it can't compete with it. We're going to sabotage it with the truth. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Jack Posobiec in D.C. riding shotgun with us. He's with the Rebel Media. We've got Roger Stone here working with InfoWars now. He wears many hats, obviously. He's a political consultant, other things, but he is launching in September. This is the first week of September, September 4th, I think it's that Monday, syndicated radio transmission. David Knight launches his in the middle of August. So all of that is coming up. Jack Posobiec, again, is our guest. InfoWars.com is the main news site. Looking at this, you guys were getting cut off by the break. You were breaking down their battle plan, Roger, what they plan to do to bring down Trump and delegitimize not just his election, but the huge landslide of 2016, and we'll get Posobiec's take on that.
Yeah, Alex, since the entire Russian collusion delusion has produced nothing, they plan to stretch this out as long as they can. Mr. Mueller, longtime hitman for the Clintons and the Bushes, the guy who coached James Comey on his testimony only weeks ago, will drag out his investigation until there's a, hopefully for him and the elitists, a Democratic majority in the House. Then it doesn't matter how thin or asinine the charges he brings, they would be used as a hook for impeachment. The best way to combat this, of course, is to direct Jeff Sessions to convene a grand jury and to look into the matter of mass surveillance of American citizens as exposed by the FISA court only days before Trump became president. James Clapper, Admiral Rogers, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and yes, Obama himself should be the targets of a federal indictment over the invasion of privacy and the violation of the civil liberties.
Sure, but what about Mueller basically only hiring Democrats for his new giant witch hunt, his little mini FBI? And what about Comey on Monday? The Hill confirmed that he did have a classified memo. He legally didn't give it to the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch at the time, and then Sessions. I mean, these people are just lawless crooks.
Well, but the question you have to ask is, where is Jeff Sessions? Is he sleeping? What is he doing? You have egregious violations of the law by those who are smearing our president, and they pay no penalty. This morning on NPR, again, some saying that Jared Kushner should have, Don Trump Jr. should have reported his meeting with this Russian lawyer to the FBI. No, John Podesta should have reported his meeting with the Chinese ambassador, but didn't.
That's right, Chinese ambassador about business in the emails to discuss policy in a secret meeting. We have it. They confirm the email's real. They don't debate it, but they change the subject, just like McCain going and trying to find Russians to make up the fact that they pee-peed on the president, candidate Trump. Again, what they say Trump did, they did.
Well, and as you know, my book, Stone's Rules, will be publishing here at Infowars.com in September. My number one rule, you don't win on defense. The president has got the power. He's got the government, and he needs to turn the table on his critics and pursue the rampant, outrageous, illegal activities of the Obama administration and the neocon deep staters who to this day are illegally leaking against our president in an effort to delegitimize him.
That's right. Roger Stone is our guest. Jack Posobiec, you're there in D.C. You talk to all the major activists. You've got sources, obviously, in the White House. That's been proven. So does Mike Cernovich. Now they have public affairs coming out and saying, oh, no, they even know where we eat and what we're doing. It's horrible. And they got the CIA in the article saying, we've got to stop these people. They're dangerous. So now they're admitting we really have these sources. But, again, our sources are just on what the president's real policies are and who the globalists are and that this person's a Soros operative and that this person is a McCain operative. And then we have the proof. These are people inside, who are few and far between, by the way, in the swamp telling us what the different swamp creatures are doing. They're not giving us secret, you know, NSA data. That's the globalists that are doing all that illegal crap.
Interestingly enough, Alex, when I stepped out, I had a phone call from a source inside the House Select Committee who now sheds further light on why they have postponed my hearing. The arrangement was two Republican members, two Democratic members, for a closed door hearing, and that I would be allowed to give an opening statement. Well, evidently, nobody wants to be the two Democrats, that Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Congress, nobody wants to be that Democrat. The Republicans had designated their two members, Trey Gowdy and Tom Rooney. They were prepared to be there. I was prepared to be there. None of these Democrats want to face their own public words, their own record. They're yellow. They're cowards.
So the Democrats have literally choked. They get to go on the news. They get to say lies about you, never let you respond, say they're going to call you for 6 months before a hearing. say they've got the wiretap proof, then say they never wiretapped. They have just been tied up in knots, making Pinocchio look incredibly honest. It's amazing. So you just talk to your source during the breaks while you were late getting back. Relay this to people. This is news breaking from the man sued by Obama and George Soros through the new law firm group they admittedly established 6 months ago.
A source on the committee tells me the Democrats met and it went like this. I think you should be the guy to go to the Stone hearing. No. I think you should be the one to do it. No, I'm busy that day. Maybe you should do it. These people are cowards. They're yellow bellies. They don't mind defaming you when they've got the spotlight in a public hearing, but in terms of facing you and being confronted with their own words, when Congresswoman Spire, a member of the committee, says, and I quote, Stone works for the Kremlin. No, I don't. Never have I done so. That's defamatory. Apologize or I'll see you in court. She said this not in the floor where she would have legal protection.
And they say, bring all your communications. With the Russians, there are none. It's like the Federal Elections Commission, the Democrats wrote this letter saying they want all my documents of Russian funding. That's like saying they want all of the leprechauns that live in my basement's communications.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist. It's like, give all my Martian communications to them. There are no Martian communications.
Yeah, this is a classic case of nobody wanting to live up to their responsibilities.
It's incredible. Jack Posobiec, I mean, you're in the middle of this. Where is all this going?
They're trying to do two things, Alex, and Roger, I know you've seen this before with many special prosecutors in the past. What they're going to do is eventually try to justify their own existence of their commission by catching someone speaking out of turn or getting some minor detail wrong and then running them up for perjury like they would did with Scooter Libby during the Bush administration. They're going to simply go and go until fish until they're able to find evidence of a crime that was committed during the conduct of the investigation rather than anything that had to do with the convening of it. And while they're doing this, what they're attempting to do is to pit the members of the Trump campaign, the members of those people who are the Trump supporters, the supporters of the administration, against each other. That's why the New York Times is planting these seeds that Jared Kushner was the one who leaked the Donald Trump Jr. emails, when we're actually saying, no, Jared Kushner sent his to close the meeting to the FBI, and the FBI, we've seen James Comey going in and out
of they're the ones leaking.
Building, is the one leaking to the New York Times.
Yeah, the idea that Jared Kushner would leak against his own brother-in-law is an outrage. It's a falsehood. I believe Corey Lewandowski actually is one of the sources. He has known animus towards Don Jr. Don Jr. helped remove his incompetent leadership from the Trump campaign.
You know, I don't normally disagree with you, and that may be, but when you've got Comey and the deep state and Obama and all them bragging in January of this year before Trump got sworn in, that we've got all the data, we've wiretapped, we've got everything, and we know they've had this for a while, and we know Comey, who lied and said he wasn't leaking, now admits he's leaking, and who said he didn't have classified info when he did. The guy is a perjurer and a liar. We have him. He is the big, fat, stinking leader of the rat battalion. He is the lawyer that covered up for the Clintons. He is the enemy of this republic. He is the mole.
I agree with you. If I were the president right now, what I would do is direct Jeff Sessions to appoint a special counsel to specifically look at the question.
I agree. Special counsels on all these scumbags.
Absolutely. But focus on the illegal surveillance of Americans. This is a crime that makes Watergate look like
nothing.
And it
makes everybody a plaintiff and everybody has standing. That is what must be done under the Constitution. You're absolutely right. But let me then now ask this question of Jack Posobiec and you.
And by the way, I think Bob Barr would be the perfect guy for that job.
He's on next hour.
Former U.S. attorney, straight arrow. He can tell you when he comes on about Mueller pressuring him to drop the Waco question when he started asking inconvenient questions about the conflagration at the Waco compound.
This is just mind-blowing. Posobiec, you're there in D.C. What is the mindset? I mean, do they really still think they're going to win? Do they not know the public's totally turned against them?
They honestly aren't sure because, Alex, these people live inside a giant bubble. Even the people who are the representatives, they're not representing the people of their districts. They're representing tiny enclaves of liberalism and globalism from Los Angeles to to New York City, to Washington, D.C., and they never leave those little bubbles, only to maybe stand at one campaign rally every once in a while. They're sitting here, and they're thinking that all of this stuff is going to work. And to an extent, to the extent that they've been able to block the Trump agenda, I would have to say there is some truth to that. You know, we look today, where is the border wall? We look to today to say, where is the state of the illegal immigration programs? And they have not yet received the funding that we were promised by Paul Ryan, by Ryan's Priebus. Why is that not happened when the Republicans control both houses of Congress and the White House, I ask? It's simply because of sabotage from our own party, and they're doing a very good job.
Exactly, but we've got to get the word out that it is not the Freedom Caucus or Trump doing this. It is the rhinos. So the rhinos and the Democrats, yeah, they're the enemy. We cannot give the Democrats the House or the Senate, or the impeachment is coming just as night follows day, and that's their game plan.
There's no question about it. Look, they're extremely well-funded. This is why I tell all my friends to go to the InfoWars store, because we don't have billionaire corporate sponsors. We don't have unlimited money for legal fees. Do you think these lawyers on this phony lawsuit are not well compensated?
They admit Soros founded it. Obama set it up. I mean, this is Obama and Soros suing you. Let me get into this right now for folks, since you bring it up. And then we're going to calls for Jack Posobiec and Roger Stone here. Duke Alito, Evan, Bob, Jesse, Jenny, and others. Before we go any further, we sell amazing supplements. And they've had the Daily Show attack us again and go, oh, we're kooks, because we sell vitamin B12. And because we sell things like that. I mean, these are things that you die without. There's massive problems with soil being depleted, massive mineral and vitamin deficiencies. Everybody knows it. Vitamin B12 is one of the best natural forms of energy and health. Secret 12 back in stock, 25% off. It's known that because of the pesticides, most people's guts don't have good bacteria or have very low flora level. And so that's why it's good to take probiotics, where one pill, you know, has got more good bacteria in it than, you know, 10 different cartons of yogurt. And we've got the very best biome defense out there at 30% off with MycoZX, sold out for more than 5 months. That goes after the missing area, the fungus, the candida, the mold that's in the gut that creates this slime wall that doesn't let your nutrients get through. It takes over your gut. It makes you hungry. Everybody knows about this who's got a brain. MycoZX, available, InfoWarsLife.com, 30% off with the Biome Defense when you get it. The summer mega specials are continuing. Free shipping store-wide, additional 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. We have back in stock the Super Blue, super high quality, fluoride-free toothpaste made by the same folks that make Tom's of Maine, with the colloidal silver and iodine added. You can get it discounted with the 10-to-1 concentrate organic mouthwash. Organic 10-to-1 mouthwash from Emmerich's Essentials. That's comboed. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Please support our local affiliates as well. I want to go to phone calls now for this segment, the next, and one more. And then we've got, speaking of Bob Barr, former congressman, the establishment put all their money into another Republican to make sure he didn't get back into Congress. And people are so anti-establishment. He talked about this. They saw him as establishment because he'd been a Republican in a decade ago, even though he did the impeachment, even though he tried to stop the missiles getting transferred to North Korea and China, even though he did so much good stuff. They put in another Republican who was new. So, I mean, again, that's sad, but it shows how the people are so anti-establishment that even Republicans have got to watch it. That's why we've got to defeat Paul Ryan. We've got to get rid of him like Cantor. We've got to get rid of him. And let me ask both of you, and then we're going to skip this break so we have more time to go to calls. How do we defeat the rhinos? How do we target them? Because, you know, Congressman Scalise, who's a patriot, he just got out of intensive care again. Thank God he's alive. I don't want anything bad to happen to Paul Ryan to turn him into a martyr. But, I mean, you know, Paul Ryan is just a classic. Comes off like a total psychopath. I mean, he just is a slick liar. He's totally full of crap. He's sabotaging this country. He's trying to keep Obamacare in place. He's trying to keep high taxes in place. I don't know what dirt they've got on him, but I am just so sick of these type of people. These blue blood country club Republicans. Posobiec, what do we do?
You know, if Jeff Sessions isn't going to convene these special prosecutors and investigations, then, Alex, I think we're going to have to start doing it ourselves. There's a lot of public disclosure in terms of these FEC filings for campaigns. There's a lot of public disclosure in terms of when people are going to events and not going to events. And now that the Republicans have control of the Ethics Committee in the House, and I'm told actually from sources that the Ethics Committee is headed by a pro-Trump Republican, that we are going to start actually calling these people up for their own ethics violations. Obama previously had his ethics czar in there. That guy has finally resigned. We've gotten rid of him. It's time to appoint a new ethics chair for the White House, work with the Republican Ethics Committee in Congress to start going after these people for their funding, find out what it's tied to. If you want to talk about foreign collusion and foreign influence, oh, I say bring it on. Let's talk about it.
Roger.
You know, I think Jack's absolutely right. I'm really disappointed in Jeff Sessions. I think he's a good man. He's wrong about marijuana. We've talked about that. But he is a veteran, former state attorney general. He understands the law. The violations by Obama and his inner circle of our civil liberties are more egregious than anything that happened in Watergate, and they're certainly more serious than the Russian collusion delusion that the Democrats seem to be committed to. But you do not win on defense. It is time to get on offense. It's time to start locking some of these people up. We learned months ago about Susan Rice's use of unmasked surveillance material for political purposes. This is a crime. And then Rice comes out and says, oh, she's been unfairly targeted because she's a woman and she's black. No, you've been targeted because you broke the law. You see, I know you expected Hillary to win and that all your crimes would be covered up. That didn't happen. No person's above the law. That's what they told us in the wake of Watergate. It's time for Susan Rice to do some serious time.
Absolutely said with truth. You know, I see how they lie as a religion, and then I see how the greatest value I've got is telling the truth. And, Roger, you kind of buy into it. If they're going to call you a villain, you go with it and take their attack like judo and turn into something good. But I've never seen you do a dirty trick. Your currency is being accurate with the stuff you've told me. It's some of the most accurate info I've been, you know, given the last 3 years or so. I'd say 98% accurate. And so I'm going to kind of play along with that. But in truth, they are the villains. I mean, I know CNN gets paid by Gulf State dictatorships, put out promo pieces and by the UN. Everybody else is reporting orgies of violence, 470-something cops injured, thousands of others injured, burning buildings. Looks like, you know, a bombing run happened with a B-52 or something. And they're CNN, totally peaceful against Trump. It wasn't even against Trump. They are such liars. And I think they realize they're discredited, so they're just committing to just be disruptive and now troll us like we're in middle school. I mean, to understand their psychology, think Arrested Development. Do you think that's what it is? Or is there some sophisticated equation of deception I'm missing?
I think a lot of it's about money, Alex. I think there's a market decision, an economic decision that was made at CNN, that they wanted to be the anti-Trump network, that they wanted to go for the small subset of liberal misfits who will go to the network that is virulently anti-Trump. You see what the way...
So it's a cult, and the more radical members of the cult accelerate its radicalization.
And the real question will become, what happens in the AT&T Time Warner merger? I can't see the Trump administration approving this merger as long as Jeff Zucker is at CNN and CNN is being used as a weapon.
And by the way, they're calling that corrupt if he holds it up. They're trying to destroy him, and it's already a questionable merger. It shouldn't happen anyways.
Well, and yeah, sadly,
board members,
Jake Tapper.
Hold on. Go ahead. Jump in, Basavik.
Oh, sorry, John. I was going to say, on that point, you know, my sources on the FTC looking at the merger right now are saying that it's currently a split decision. They are not sure whether or not to allow it. The interesting thing is as CNN loses more and more ratings, their Time Warner stock has actually gone down $700 million. Dollars since the CNN meme wars have started the last few weeks. We've seen their doxing, their targeting of individual citizens.
Oh, yeah. This rebranding of CNN from enemies of America to trash of the earth is unreversible. Go ahead, Zubik.
Yeah, and so a lot of people don't understand the strategic pressure that's being put on Time Warner right now to either divest CNN as a company and let them see if they can stand on their own 2 feet, which is unlikely, or to go in there, take the merger at a much lower valuation with the CNN product and completely clean house. Either way, Jeff Zucker, my indications are that he is going to go. Whether or not he gets a golden parachute, we'll see, but he will not be CEO of CNN much longer.
Yeah, the spinoff strategy, I think, is problematic. What I would not want to see is a Jeff Bezos or some other billionaire leftist elitist buy this company and infuse it with capital. I would much rather see Time Warner replace Zucker with more mainstream leadership and try to revive CNN as a legitimate news organization.
That is the only way to save it would be to revamp it and have it come back, since Fox News is killing itself. If it came back as the new libertarian channel, it would end up with, you know, 50 million viewers an hour. It'll never happen, though. They're too arrogant. Let's go to phone calls. We got Jenny, Jesse, Lido, Evan, Bob in Canada, and many, many others. Let's go to Lido in California. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex and Roger? I just wanted to come in with some information. As I'm seeing Donald Trump Jr. in the Trump campaign being attacked for colluding or anything of this nature, the only thing I could look up, and just let me give you a little bit of backstory. I mean, I was born in Morocco, grew up in America. I'm a United States Army veteran. And while I was in the military, I was on a little detail, and I would like everybody to look up Hillary Clinton. It's $12 million for hosting the Global Clinton Initiative in Marrakesh, Morocco. Okay, while being Secretary of State, her campaign gaining this resources, or gaining this type of...
Oh, globalism is all about selling your country out to foreign multinationals and companies and countries. Exactly. The Clintons totally sold us out to the Chinese, totally sold us out to the UN, and then to point their finger at Trump's son meeting with a Russian for dirt on her as if we're colluding with the Russians. I mean, this is absolutely insane.
So you could pull it up, just type in Hillary Clinton, Morocco in 2014, while being Secretary of State. She's invited to Morocco for a $12 million donation to the global
Now there it is. Hillary got $12 million for the Clinton deal at a global government meeting. Exactly. She's at foreign meetings getting her private foundation paid while she's sitting in government. Totally illegal.
And even double-crossing Obama. The Obama administration, concerned about the way this would look, had a requirement that she would clear any of these foreign contributions with them, but she didn't on many occasions. Look.
Meanwhile, the Federal Election Commission says that we're not allowed to talk to people about campaigns. Talking is now money, and they regulate that. What type of delusional power grab is that?
Let's face it. Hillary Clinton will look great in an orange jumpsuit. Can't happen too soon.
That's right. Great points, Lido. Thanks for bringing that up. Jack Posobiec's our guest. Let's go to Jesse in Missouri. You're on the air, Jesse.
How you doing, Alex? How you doing,
good.
Roger and Jack?
Good. Go ahead.
What I'm failing to see is the American people stepping up. You know, we have the power. There's so many people in this country that aren't doing anything. They're not calling their representatives. They're not writing letters. They're just sitting by idly and accepting this Russian nonsense.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. We got a fraction of America standing up, and we're in a fight. We're barely winning. And if everybody listening understands, they hate you. They hate InfoWars because they hate you. They see you as the awake Americans, as the hope, as the light in the dark. And you are. You are the resistance, folks. When you support us, when you spread the word, when you pray for us, that moves mountains. And I think what Jesse's saying is we need more people to take action. Right, Jesse?
And I find that to be kind of ridiculous, you know? Like, we're stupid. And, you know, we're just as smart as everybody else.
Well, that's what it is. Well, it's not that. People think of themselves humbly, because it's good to be humble, as not being leaders, and it's kind of just living life. But extraordinary circumstances make extraordinary people. We're in extraordinary times. All of you who have been so humble have to activate. Call C-SPAN. If our listeners, tens of millions every day, all just call C-SPAN every day, we totally take it over. And talk radio, you name it. All of you just need to do a little bit each day. We'll smash them. Thank you, Jesse. More calls for Jack Posobiec and, of course, my guest here, Roger Stone. And then we have Bob Barr coming on.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life.